From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm John Idstey. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. It's the last weekend of campaigning before the biggest primary day of the year, Super Tuesday. 10 states will hold elections, including New York, California, Ohio, and Georgia. At stake are more than half the delegates needed to win the Democratic nomination. Leading the pack and the polls are Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Kerry is going to New York today to prepare for a debate to be held tomorrow. Edwards has been in Georgia, but has a speech planned in Cleveland tonight. Our own Linda Wertheimer is in Cleveland at the West Side Market, where she's been talking with voters. Hi, Linda.
Hi there, John.
Linda, Ohio's a really important state, both in the primary and later in the general election. Well, what makes it such a bellwether?
One of the reasons is that in a nearly tied United States of America, Ohio is a really good mirror of the country. There are some counties here that not only have voted the way the country has voted, but have voted by the same percentages. Somehow, Ohio is just far enough out into the Middle West to really reflect what almost all the country does. It has Democrats in the North and Republicans in the South. It has just about the same mix as the country. So if a candidate can carry Ohio, the chances are they can carry the country. No Republican has ever been elected without this state.
So how are the front runners, Kerry and Edwards, doing?
I think Ohio voters are pretty happy with those two guys. Mr. Kerry's experience, his foreign policy experience and so on, is important to a lot of people we've talked to. But they've also told us that they like it that he's a veteran, and they very much like it that he's a Catholic. And those two things work for him in this state. But John Edwards, you know, John Edwards, when he tells that story that he tells about how he was a mill worker's son, that when he talks about the mills closing and people losing their jobs, that it's a personal story for him, that he's seen it, that he's lived through it, that really resonates here,
right,
where so many jobs have gone away.
Mm-hmm. Ohio is important for the Democrats on Tuesday, but of course it'll be even more important for them and for the Republicans in November. Do you find the Democrats are keyed into Tuesday's race, or are they looking more toward November?
You know, I keep asking people that question, and I think there is a lot of excitement around the Ohio primary. There are a lot of people interested in it. The concerns about President Bush are very strong here among Democrats, and I think people are interested in getting out and sort of making some kind of a statement. But there's no question that everybody's mind has already kind of moved past this primary and on to November, which, of course, will be the ball game. Ohio went for President Bush last time. It went for President Clinton twice. It was a very close race between Gore and Bush in Ohio. So Ohioans understand how important their state is.
Linda, in all the other primaries, the results have sort of suggested we'll take anybody but Bush. Are you hearing that there as well in Ohio?
Absolutely. We're hearing it. We're not only hearing it from Democrats. In some cases, we're hearing it from Republicans. I've run into a surprising number of people who tell me that they vote as independents or Republicans. They voted for President Bush last time, and now they're not going to do that.
NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Sure. Thank you.